everyone. Welcome to Facially Conscious. I'm Trina Renee, a medically trained master esthetician here in Los Angeles, and I'm sitting with my rock star co-host, Dr. Vicki Rappaport, a board-certified dermatologist with practices in Beverly Hills and Culver City, Rebecca Gadberry, our resident skincare scientist and regulatory and marketing expert, and Julie Falls, our educated consumer who is here to represent you. We are here to help you navigate the sometimes confusing and competitive world of skincare. Our mission is to provide you with insider knowledge on everything from product ingredients to medical procedures, lasers, fillers, and ever-changing trends. With our expert interviews with chemists, doctors, laser reps, and estheticians, you'll be equipped to make informative decisions before investing in potentially expensive treatments. It's the Wild West out there, so let's make it easier for you, one episode at a time. Are you ready to discover the latest and greatest skincare secrets? Tune in and let us be your go-to girls for all things facially conscious. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. This is Rebecca Gadberry. I'm the resident cosmetic chemist here at Facially Conscious, and I'm here with Trina Renee.
Hi.
Our wonderful esthetician, and we are going to be talking today about cellulite products. We talked to Dr. Daniel Poor about cellulite treatments. Now we're going to talk about cellulite products, and you may notice that I'm saying cellulite, not cellulite. Because when cellulite treatments first came into this country about 40 years ago. From France, it was bashed into our heads that you do not say cellulite, you say cellulite.
Oh.
So I have never said cellulite. And when everybody's here saying cellulite, it's like fingernails on a blackboard to me. And if there's any estheticians that are older like I am that are out there that were taught cellulite, I apologize up front. But now we say cellulite in the United States, evidently.
Yeah. Well, it's spelled like that. So I think that's...
Yeah.
You know, we go with what things look like in the English language.
Yes, which is unfortunate.
Cellulite.
Yes, I love that. You know, there's a thing in a training that I once took that even the English language that we were taught to spell phonetically, you can't spell phonetically.
Right. That's so funny.
Isn't it?
That's interesting.
And if you look at the numbers, oni, two, tahri, foyer, fivi, and six. So the first six or first five numbers, you can't spell phonetically.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Right?
Who created this language?
Oh, gosh. It took a while. You know, one of my majors was linguistics. So
oh, really?
Don't get me started.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get back to cellulite. So
Cellulite. One woman's cellulite is another woman's cellulite.
Tomatoes.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to go into the product and ingredient side. We started that with Dr. Daniel Poor.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't heard that episode, it's two before this one. He was amazing. We were hanging on every word. We know you will too. He also, in the one right before this, talked about
fat transfer.
Fat transfer, which kind of flows from cellulite treatments. So listen to that one too.
Yes. And he was telling us how he was very interested to listen to this episode to see what can go along with topically people's cellulite.
Yes.
And so my question to you, Ms. Chemist over there, cosmetic chemist, is do cellulite creams really even work?
Well, it depends on your expectations, like with everything else, you know. What are you looking for it to do?
Take away the bumps.
If you have deep bumps and ripples on your skin, probably not as well as you would like them to. Then you might want to go to the treatments or procedures that Dr. Daniel Port was talking about, going to a derm or a plastic surgeon who does them. Mm-hmm. But if you have light cellulite, let's say you're in your 20s, early 30s, and you've got a little bit of dimpling, it may seem like a lot to you, but you have a little bit of dimpling, then a product over maybe a 28 to or 30 to 60 day period, putting it on once or twice a day, you should get some results. So of course you're going to look for certain ingredients, but
right. And so, and you want to look for cellulite in the label,
right? Someplace on the front label, it should say cellulite or cellulite. Yes, it's spelled the same way.
Yeah,
which is cellulite, which is why we say cellulite in the United States, like you were saying.
Yeah. So what are some of the ingredients that you should look out for? Which ones do you think work the best?
Well, I've had a lot of experience with this because I've been formulating cellulite products since the probably 1979, 1980. Mm. So I have seen every technology. I've worked with every technology, and I'm going to rank them from best to maybe the least results. Some people may argue with me about the least results, but we'll talk about how they work and what they do. And another thing I want to be upfront about is that you're not going to look for these ingredients alone in a product. When you formulate a cellulite product, you need to have your performers, the ones that are going to help to work on the cellulite, but you also have to have ingredients that help them get into the skin.
Right.
Now, without that, they're not going to do very much. So I'll give you the ingredients to look for as well for the skin penetrants.
Okay.
So let's start. There's four different groups, and I think the group that works the best are called the methyl xanthines. Now, if you go to our website, faciallyconscious.com, we are now able to, under a subscriber-only basis, let you see
the newsletter. It's going to be through our Substack.
So you can't get there through the pod page?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Our producer is off to the side going, yes, you can. So I don't know a lot about Substack.
We're new to this, but we're excited about it. And so if you subscribe to our podcast, you can get our show notes on a newsletter every week.
Okay.
So if you want to get those notes and you can also get the episode transcribed so that you can read it if you'd prefer to read. We can now even do YouTube live.
Ooh.
And so you can see us.
We're just getting so fancy.
Hello. you know, year two. So there's lots. Oh, we're in year three?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
dang.
For you, year four, darling.
It goes
yeah.
so fast. I feel like we just started this. Anyways, we're in a brand new studio. It feels great. We have our
little facially conscious podcast behind us. We're so up there now, you know.
We're being told to move along.
Oh, we are by our producer. Yes. Get to the point, ladies.
All right. So methyl xanthines.
Xanthines. So that's methyl xanthines. And xanthines are a group of chemicals that are in plants. There's over 60 of them, and chemicals like caffeine are one of that group. Theobromine are in that group. So when people say, oh, there's caffeine in chocolate, there isn't. There's xanthines in chocolate, but there's not caffeine. Mm. And there's a big difference, but I'm not going to go there. That's a lecture for another day, time, and year. what we're talking about now, though, are your methyl xanthines. And there are some methyl xanthines that work better than others. The two that work the best are aminophylline and theophylline. Both of these are in asthma medications. Mm. And the way we found out that they actually work on cellulite is there was a study done in 94 or 95 at UCLA where they took aminophylline tablets, again, used as a drug for asthma. They ground them up, and then they put them into like an alcohol base to get them into the skin. There were, I think, 30, No, I'm getting a study confused. There were about 15 students involved. Students at UCLA are between usually 17 and 22 years old. So my question with that one was, gee, how bad was their cellulite? But right. Anyway, they thought it was bad. They haven't seen mine, but, you know, they thought it was bad. And they found that the majority of those people did have a smoothing of the cellulite. What they did not report was they also had rashes and some of them had welts. Mm-hmm. And that's what you get with that kind of a product, with the aminophylline. So people backed off of that. They started using something called theophylline, which doesn't have some of the contaminants that the aminophylline does. And the theophylline worked just as well as the aminophylline. It was less likely to produce a rash or welts, but still in 10% of the people, they got rashes, and 3% of the people, they got welts.
Okay.
There is another form of theophylline called theophylline silane, S-I-L-A-N-E. And this theophylline silane is a combination of the theophylline with a silicon little side molecule that helps to stabilize the theophylline and get it past the skin's barrier. Mm. So it's a skin penetrant. I prefer theophylline silane. I have seen a lot better results with it.
That's the one that gets through the barrier?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't get as many rashes, but you still get rashes. You still get some people with welts.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody once said to me, I don't really care about the welts as long as I can't see the cellulite. So as you were saying, well, the welts kind of are the reverse of the cellulite.
Right.
So, you know, they
still
kind of poke
some
your
kind
skin
of bumpiness.
Out. Yeah, it's a reverse bumpiness.
But what they're seeing with their eyes, which is
right.
their expectations.
Absolutely. They're happy with.
They're happy with.
So, you know, so it's all expectations. Another group of the methyl xanthines is, like I was saying, theobromine. And theobromine is found in chocolate. So people may have heard that before, in cocoa butter and in green coffee beans. And so we see green coffee bean extract in products for cellulite. That's why, because it's got the theobromine in it. The reason that we put cocoa butter on our stretch marks is because it's got theobromine in it. So, and in Hershey, Pennsylvania, you can actually get a Hershey chocolate treatment in or bath in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and it's rich in theobromines. So,
fine.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Does that help to take away your cellulite too, that chocolate bath?
Visibly, yes. It visibly smooths the cellulite.
Yes.
So all of those are grouped together, and I went from the most effective to the least effective on those. So
okay.
Theophylline silane, then you've got your cocoa butter and green coffee beans. Then you have your caffeine, and caffeine can occur in a plant extract like a coffee extract. We're not talking about rubbing coffee from your coffee cup onto your thighs, as much as you might want to do that. Green tea, matcha green tea, yerba mate, and there's other herbs as well, but these are the most common.
If you made a bath full of those teas and soaked in it, would it help with your cellulite?
It might. I have never studied that. I do not know. But caffeine is used by itself also, where we just isolate it from the plant, and we use it at 100% strength. We might only put it in at 2-5%, but it's 100% caffeine that we put in, mm-hmm. rather than putting in 2-5% of an extract.
Right.
So you're getting more power. I think, you know, if you want to look at a formula that might use both, you might want to look at a theophylline silane with caffeine,
mm-hmm.
If you want more bang for your buck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's probably going to be more bucks. You.
Right.
So, because you've got more of the performance ingredients. So the next one on the list are retinoids. And one of the reasons that retina, and I think Dr. Daniel Poor talked about this,
yep.
One of the reasons we use retinoids is because they help to thicken up the dermis. And in cellulite, we have a thinning dermis. If you've ever looked at how your legs look in a thin or clingy pair of shorts or pants or tights, you can see the cellulite bump because the fabric is so thin. Mm-hmm. But if you wear a pair of jean leggings, you can't see it because the fabric is thicker. The dermis is like the fabric in this instance. When it's thin, you can see the cellulite underneath more mm-hmm. easily. So when you use the retinoid, it helps to thicken up the dermis. And this helps to make it less visible on the top of the skin. So you're looking for retinol or retinaldehyde. I always want to put an extra syllable in that. And you don't need to use one just for your face. You can use one that's made for your body. Hopefully they've tested it. The brand has tested it and made sure that you're going to see results with it.
Would you see like in a cellulite cream, a retinoid and also the caffeine and the theophylline.
Can you say comedogenic?
No, I still can't say that word. Don't make me do it.
That's a running joke, everybody. If you're new to the podcast, that is a word that Trina just like has a issue with.
My body, my tongue won't say it.
I will not say it. I do not want to say it. So you could put them into all, you could put all three together. There's okay. no reason why you couldn't. They're not going to argue
more
with
effective.
Each other. Could be. I don't know. It depends upon your percentages and it depends upon the skin penetrance that I was talking about.
Yeah.
So, and it depends upon the base, mm-hmm. Whether it's a lotion or a gel or a cream.
And you were saying before to look at some of the befores and afters and some reviews to see if a product
right.
is one product from another is going to be.
Right.
But you think the most effective ingredient is that
theophylline silane.
Yes. So look that up in the Google search, right?
In the Google. Yeah.
In the Google shop.
Yes. So when you do a Google search, you have an option for shopping. Click on shopping and then do your Google search. I can't say that now.
Wow, we're doing well. Darn. It's end of day.
And we've just been drinking water, imagine.
And coffee
for me. So these are leave-on ingredients. Mm-hmm. And yes, they can be used in combination. They can be used alone. You're going to be looking for these ingredients like third, fourth ingredient down from the start of the list to about halfway down. You don't want to see them in the bottom, but you also don't want to see them at the very top because they'll be too strong.
Like in the first two or three ingredients?
Right. Okay. They'll most likely be too strong. And then you're more likely to get a rash or welting if you're predisposed to welting.
Mm-hmm. So if, let's say, just a question. If you were to get a rash from a product that you were using like that, could you just stop, let the rash heal and try a different cellulite cream?
Absolutely.
Or then do you go, I have an issue with this ingredient?
Or you could take a Benadryl.
To cut it down. Yeah.
Right. Because it could be an allergic response. We don't know.
Right. So then you could try another cellulite cream that may have the same ingredient, but if it also gives you a rash, you know it's a problem with that ingredient.
That ingredient's out for you. Yes.
Ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and ingredients that you're going to look for that are skin penetrants are ethoxydiglycol. And this is the most commonly used skin penetrant for this type of a system, ethoxydiglycol. Again, look in the newsletter if you want to know how that's spelled.
And you'll see that on the ingredient list?
You'll see it on the ingredient list.
Lower down? Or upper on the top?
It could be upper, it could be lower.
Because
it's on
to
the formula.
Help pull the, the ingredients in?
Right. It's to make the skin more permeable.
Okay.
More easily penetrated. Propanediol, propanediol. And propanediol, again, is another type of skin penetrant. Both of these are commonly used. And then there is an ingredient called bisabolol that is also a calming ingredient, but there's data on it being a skin penetrant. It comes from German chamomile. It can also be synthetic, and it's also found in some of these products. So you're going to be looking for skin penetrants. You also want to prepare the skin. So preparing the skin is making sure that you use an exfoliator maybe two or three times a week. So that
could be skin brushing.
It could be skin brushing, which also
has... Because that's exfoliating
for
the area, right?
And that could also add to the effects of how these ingredients work. So I'm going to go into how these work in just a minute. Let me cover the last two groups. And these last two groups are not left on the skin. These last two groups are, they occur in things like body wraps, or we had a client that came out with this new body wrap like in 1983. She took this full page ad in the Dallas Chronicle or the Dallas Times. And it was this beautiful, slim, well-formed female body from the torso down to the hips. And it had this huge headline in big, big type, body warp.
Oh,
they got the A and the
no.
R. So whenever I think of body wrap, I think of body warp.
Oh my God.
I know, it's just ruined it for me. Yeah. But there's also, you might also see some of these, they're called hot oils. They help to heat up the skin, and this helps with working with that fat layer. What you might see them in a lotion, but if you put them on and then you wrap your skin with like cellophane, which is how they're usually treated, you can have problems. You can have not only rashes, and a larger percentage of people have rashes to these than even the theophylline that I was talking about. But if you wrap too tightly or you wrap too much of an area, you can have breathing problems. So that could be an issue.
I can never do those. I'm too claustrophobic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Me too. And another thing with the theophylline and the aminophylline, predominantly, one of the things that we found out early on in 1995 when they were first being used is that when you put them on large parts of your body and they penetrate, they can affect your breathing and your heart rate. So if you get heart palpitations, if you get a rapid heartbeat, tachycardia, or if you have trouble breathing, go to the doctor and tell them that you are using one of these medications or one of these products.
Because for the cellulite?
Right.
Cellulite.
Because when they first came out, we had all of these women winding up in hospitals.
Oh, God.
And then spontaneously healing because they weren't using the product. So they got better in the hospital. And so it was all put up to, oh God, they must have imagined it. I happened to be the person that figured it out.
Oh my God.
Believe it or not. And I wrote a big article about it for one of the magazines that I was writing for.
Wow.
Then I called the FDA and I told them. They hadn't even heard of this yet.
Wow.
So they were then alerted to it and a bunch of things happened. But it wasn't until I started talking to a bunch of people.
It's using it at big doses, like putting it in big areas.
Big areas, your thighs and your booty, you know? And sometimes those are big areas.
Yeah.
Well, they're relatively speaking, they're big areas on everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if it works, it could be a problem. And another problem that we see with these, especially the theophylline, and the caffeine, is that we're releasing fat from fat cells. And we can't say that to the general public because that's acknowledging that this is a drug and these are cosmetics, but they are releasing fat from fat cells. So one of the things that we see is we see increases in triglycerides and cholesterol in the blood. I had one client or one lady, because I used to sell these products on home shopping, had one lady call and get very angry with me because she was supposed to be giving a kidney to her sister and she couldn't because her cholesterol went up.
Oh, shoot.
And had no idea that that would happen. I didn't either, but then I did some research and yeah, it can happen. The other issue with this is, again, home shopping story. I love home shopping stories. A lady called me at 3 o'clock in the morning one morning. She used to call me every month that I was on, and she used to call at 3 in the morning, and she'd say, "I'm so excited! I have so much energy! I'm cleaning my house when I get home at night. I clean it. I can't go to sleep, so I make dinner for the following night. I do all these things, and
like,
I just thought
it
was
energy.
Funny. Well, yeah, fat gives you energy. So like when you diet, you get more energy. Well, when you use these kind of products, if they work, you're going to get more energy.
Right.
So don't be surprised if you have a little trouble sleeping or you have more energy.
Right.
So, yeah. So it happens. And the problem with the way that the cosmetic laws are written in this country is we can only make temporary surface claims for our products. So if we claim to do anything below the surface, the barrier, below the barrier of the skin, we're making a drug claim. So we can't tell people that these are side effects,
right?
Because then we'd be making a drug claim. So it's very unfortunate. I don't like the way that the law is written. It was written in 1938, but it's not going to change anytime soon. So we're kind of stuck with it, which is why these products...
Is Congress ever going to get on that?
Well, Congress actually did pass a new group of regulations, the most wide-reaching since cosmetics were first defined and regulated by Congress in 1938. And that's rolling out over the next few years. And I know we're going to talk about that at some point. Yeah. So we'll save that.
We'll come back to that. Yeah.
So these hot oils, you need to be careful because they can burn you. They're short-lived. So you might have a body wrap, go out because you want to fit into a tight dress or tight slacks or whatever, go out, have a couple of drinks at a cocktail party, and whoa, you're bursting out of the seams because the water comes right back into the tissues. So remember that it's temporary.
Right.
It's not going to last very long, maybe 48 hours. And if you drink water or alcohol, the effects are going to dissipate faster than if you didn't drink water or alcohol, and hopefully you are drinking water. So,
right.
And then the last one is Laminaria digitata, which...
One of my faves.
One of my favorite. I like to say it, Laminaria digitata. Anyway, it's a type of seaweed. It has iodine in it, and we do seaweed wraps, we do seaweed baths, and it works very similarly to the hot oils without the heat. Mm-hmm. So it's going to help reduce the lymph that's building up in this area. And what I didn't say, what I didn't preface all of this with is how these work. Mm-hmm. Because when we take a look at cellulite, as Dr. Daniel Poor was saying, there's these cords that attach from the dermis down through your fat layers, and there's two layers of fat. There's a top layer where cellulite occurs, and there's a bottom layer where the rest of the fat occurs. Mm-hmm. And there's this cord that attaches it. So it's kind of like on a sofa or a chair where you're sewing the button on, and then you're doing all the stuffing or the battening around it.
Yeah.
And you poke it out so that you get a dimpling effect. That's what cellulite is. Mm-hmm. So if you can reduce the amount of stuffing, then the dimple is not as obvious. Mm-hmm. And so what these ingredients do, all of the ingredients I was just talking about, what they do is they help to reduce the amount of stuffing. Now, what will cause that stuffing is a buildup of fat and a buildup of a liquid called lymph, L-Y-M-P-H. Mm-hmm. So in order to get the upper fat layer to thin out and not to have so much pooching around that cord, you want to reduce the amount of lymph, which is what lymphatic drainage massage does, which is what your brushing does.
Oh, dry brushing.
Your dry brushing does, which is also what Laminaria digitata, your hot oils. And your hot oils, by the way, are your... cinnamon, clove, those types of oils that smell like Christmas. Mm. Okay. If it smells like Christmas, it's probably going to affect cellulite.
So, interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? So the hot oils, those are the ones that work rapidly, but temporarily. And then you have your methyl xanthines that take longer to work, but they have a longer lasting effect. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you're using these ingredients, they're helping to move the lymph out of the tissue. And they're also helping, in the case of the methyl xanthines, they're helping to empty out the fat cell. Okay.
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 And these are on continued use.
Continued use. Yes. And depending upon the brand, it could be once or twice a day. Mm-hmm. Which, remember, you have a large area that you're covering. So if you buy a 6-ounce bottle, you're going to go through it. If you're using it every day, twice a day. You're going to go through it within a few days.
So, what?
Yeah, because it's a large area. So you've got to have a larger size. Some of these companies are selling these cellulite products with the methyl xanthines in them. Well, 6 ounces for layer. $60. Oh. Well, you need a thin layer, but you need enough to deliver.
Right.
So remember, the percentage in the product has to be put on the skin at a certain percentage. If you don't use the right amount, you're not getting the percentage that works.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Jeez. And
I'm not saying this is the best way to go.
Right.
You're asking me a question, so right. I'm answering. So, yeah.
So cellulite products work on skin that isn't super dimply. I mean, you'll have the best results probably with not super dimply skin. Super dimply right. skin should maybe go see a derm or a plastic surgeon.
Probably to begin with. And then you can follow up and maintain with a cellulite product.
Mm-hmm.
So these still have a recommendation from me after you have the procedure. Otherwise, yeah. it'll take a month or two to get an effect, which means if bathing suit weather is in March, April, or May, June, you're going to want to start using these in January up to March,
okay.
which is the most popular time to buy a cellulite product, by the way.
Right.
So there's some other caveats, too. And so they've got to be used twice a day. Most people don't see any improvement for 6 to 8 weeks. It's best to use them with other treatments like the acoustic wave therapy that Dr. Daniel Port was talking about, with the subcision, with the YAG minimally invasive laser. Mm-hmm. You must continue to use the treatment twice a day or the signs of cellulite will disappear, which is why these are only popular in the summertime, because who cares about the rest of the time, right?
Right.
Okay. So
unless you're going on a vacation at Christmas somewhere sunny.
Yeah. In which case, if you're going away at Christmas, you start using these in September, October.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So got to think ahead on these.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you can also see these in liposomes.
Okay.
The main problem with these are the rashes and the others.
Right. So if you're
the
getting
welts.
A rash and or a welt, stop
yeah.
using the product and try to a different one.
Right. Exactly.
And see if it's the ingredient or just the product itself.
Right. One of the questions that I get is, if these work like this, why don't you tell anybody? Why does it simply say that visibly relieves signs of cellulite? Because we can only make visual claims.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the FDA and the Act of Congress that regulates cosmetics. So we're never going to say it gets rid of cellulite. We're mm-hmm. simply going to say the signs of cellulite, you know,
minimized
or go away. And as one lady told me, I don't care how it works. I just want to have them go away visibly is fine.
Yeah.
So I'm
exactly.
good with that. So, and then what about body wraps? I think we talked about. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that kind of rounds out the whole cellulite fat transfer and product
arc that we did.
Arc.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our arc.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives people options, you know, they can
absolutely.
Go from the littlest where they can buy products at home and do
right.
dry brushing and lymph massage all the way to getting a fat transfer, which he says is one of his favorites, and many others in between.
Yeah,
at
absolutely.
Probably less price points.
And talking about price on these products, you're probably looking at a starting range of $80 for 8 ounces.
And which will last you?
Depends upon how much skin you have to cover.
Oh.
And whether you're going to use it once or twice a day.
Right.
So typically they last about 3 to 4 weeks.
Dang. That is expensive.
It is.
All right. Well, good things to think about, people. Now you know all your options for cellulite.
Right. You know, Dr. Daniel Poor said less is more or something like that. When it comes to product, less is not always more. The right amount is the right amount, not
right.
less and not more. So use what you're being told
yes.
in the way you're being told, in the amount you're being told.
Yes, exactly. Good point. Well, thanks, Rebecca. That was very thorough and helpful.
It's called a deep dive.
I learned a new word today, which I still can't say, but I learned it.
Theophylline.
Silane.
Silane. Yes. And now people are going to be dreaming about that.
So go look for it.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for joining.
Get ready to stay in the know with Facially Conscious, the ultimate guide to navigating the overwhelming world of information. We're your trusted co-hosts, bringing you the latest and greatest on all things facially conscious. Have a burning question or idea you want to share? Don't hesitate to email us at info@faciallyconscious.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're itching to share your own experience with our audience, contact us and we just may feature you on an upcoming episode. Stay tuned for even more insights and inspiration on our website, faciallyconscious.com, where you can catch up on blog posts and past guest interviews.